Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
Clarence Court is home to Britain's widest collection of free-range eggs since 1928. Our traditional heritage birds produce a distinctively rich and iconic yolk that takes home cooking from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Loved by chefs and favoured by foodies, each shell is stamped with its own royal crown. It's time for you to discover the wonderful world of fabulous eggs by fabulous birds. Clarence Court.
Our podcast might contain the occasional mild swear word or adult theme. Hello, I'm Nick Grimshaw.
And I'm Angela Hartnett.
And this is Dish from Waitrose. You join us once more. We are around the wooden table. Hey, you remember a few weeks ago we spoke about Spider-Man and you thought I'd lost it?
Yes.
If you missed that episode, I found on the internet an amazing picture of Tom Holland, who is Spider-Man, and Zendaya, who is also in the Spider-Man movie. And they go out in real life.
Okay.
And they were spotted at Waitrose. And I retweeted it saying, hey, look, here's me and Ange getting ready for the new series of Dish. And Ange reposted that. And then I mentioned it. And she was like, I didn't know who they were. I thought they were randomers. And they're like,
Couple of randoms. It was my exact quote.
So I've done some research. And there are more celebrities at Waitrose. Name that celebrity. First up, Angela Hartnett. Who the hell is this in the Waitrose car park?
He's called Eddie, isn't he?
Yes.
But I don't... Ray something. I don't know the last bit.
That is Eddie Redmayne.
All right, so I got the May. Yeah, okay.
There we go. Next up, who's that?
Oh, God, it's Wagatha Christie.
Yes.
But what's her name?
What's her name?
It's not the one who... Oh, God.
She's got a lot of Waitrose shopping there.
Hold on, let me think of her husband. Oh, jeepers. You know when it goes from... I know exactly who it is. Yeah. Colleen Rooney!
Colleen Rooney buying a lot of bottled water there. If I was the Rooneys, I'd have a filter installed.
I would agree.
Next up, not in a Waitrose, but popping into work with a big bag is...
Oh, God.
Okay, come on.
No, but I do... I know exactly, but I can't think of her name.
Come on, big podcaster. She's got big podcast.
No, I know. And she's got a lovely husband. And she goes to Glastonbury and she's got kids. And she always dresses well.
Yeah.
And she's got lovely blonde hair, but her name has totally gone... I honestly don't know celebrity names, as is quite obvious.
Yeah. We're figuring that out here.
Who is it?
What's Fern Cotton.
Yes.
Off the telly. Finally, who's that in Waitrose?
Harrison Ford.
See, I know the biggies.
She knows the biggies. No offence, Fern Cotton. There's Harrison Ford. Look at him there.
He's getting celebration cakes.
Celebration cakes and bagged salads.
Yes.
He's a man of balance.
Yeah, man of the people, Harrison.
Love that. I saw Owen Wilson in a coffee shop the other day.
Oh, yeah, there was Hollywood. Things he was cycling around London.
Yeah, I saw him.
Did you go and speak to him?
No, I didn't. And he was the only person in the coffee shop when I went in.
And do you think they knew who he was? People.
Yeah, I think the staff knew, and I think the staff were like, oh my God, Owen Wilson's here, but not trying to say that to each other.
Yeah.
And I texted Mish saying, that's Owen Wilson.
Mm.
Because Mish didn't see him. And he was like, where? And I was like... Behind us. Anyway, Aisling B joins us on Dish today. Have you ever met Aisling before?
I've never met Aisling before.
Aisling is great fun.
She sounds fun, and I love this work, and she's a comedian.
Great writer,
lovely, Irish, loads of things to love about
Loads of things to love about her. She's great crack, so let's get Aisling B on the show. Our guest today is a potato aficionado, so I really hope that the spuds are to her taste today, Angela. We are huge fans of her. Comedian, writer, actor and activist, Aisling B is here, everybody.
Hello. Hi everybody.
Hi.
Welcome.
I watch Angela on the telly so much. Like, I don't, I only pretty much watch like television shows as long as there's a competitive edge.
Right.
And things about people who work on boats.
Okay.
And that's the only two that, and so I've watched your face for so long that I actually can't believe I'm looking at you.
Well,
I'm a bit starstruck.
Boats.
Yeah.
She really loves
from
boats.
Below deck. You're from below deck, right?
Yes, my other life.
Yes. Yeah, your other life.
We also watch so much Great British Menu because my friend Ed Gamble is now one of the judges on it. But myself and my sister, our favourite thing to do now is if she ever comes around for food and I'm cooking, she's like, oh, what are you doing there? And do you feel that's the right amount of salt? Because you never give anything away in your face. Oh, yeah. That must
anything
be hard.
You change about that? Yeah. Sure you're happy with
and
that?
You're like, yes, yeah. I am sure. No, maybe I'm not sure. Why am I not sure? Am I sure? I don't know. God, I don't know. And then you just, I'm surprised they don't start telling you your childhood secrets. I don't know. I stole a pen from the nuns. I don't know what to tell you.
The questions you do ask on the, when they are eating on Great British Menu are always like, you're happy with your broccoli?
Yeah.
And it's always so like, am I?
Maybe not.
Who is happy with their broccoli?
Do you have to train to do that? Like a CIA training course or something?
Do you learn at MI5?
It feels like it. No, because you know that the producer will be in your ear going, you haven't asked about the broccoli. You haven't asked about every element on that plate.
Oh, gosh.
And because, as this crew and Nick will tell you, I like to get things done and out the door. I like literally looking at my answer and I go, like, I've done it. And then I'm literally like, you can't ask me any other questions.
I've done said it. Nothing about the ketchup. And they're like, oh, you're happy with the ketchup. Yeah.
Exactly. And they go, no, you missed it. I said, damn it. So I find it a personal challenge to make sure I name check it all.
It's an exercise in patience for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service because I enjoy it so much.
It's a pleasure.
Enjoyable TV. I feel like when we get the food from Angela, we should flip the table.
Oh, really?
And be like,
are you happy with this?
And Angela, do you feel there's enough seasoning on that?
Well, nice to see you. And I feel like I've seen you in very brief passings.
Yes.
And not see you for any sort of chunky length of time.
You're in my TV show of my life. You're a sort of like open the door and gets a round of applause, but we only see every five episodes.
Yeah.
Like you're an actor who's not available. Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah. That sort of thing.
Okay.
We did see each other very greasy and lubricated.
Okay.
No, we went for facials.
Oh.
Yeah. We were, oh my God, it's such a showbiz story.
It's very showbiz.
Isn't it nice to do a showbiz story?
Yeah, go on, give us a showbiz story.
Tell us.
Well, we were in Los Angeles and Hollywood and I was in the face gym to get my face massaged for a party I was going to in the hills. And who did I meet but Nick Grimshaw gymmed out with his face absolutely pummeled and worked on.
I was like, whoa, Ashlyn.
And I was like, hi, Nick, is this a place I can get rolled out? And you were on your way out and I was running in. But in the middle of, like, it makes it feel like you're not that show busy if you just meet someone who you can meet sort of down the road when you're there. You're like,
the disappointment.
Yeah.
But it also was quite sad that it's like a Friday night. And that's what we were doing.
The shame.
We were just like, oh, quite boring. But were you in LA for a little while? Were you living out there? Were you working out there? We're just getting facials out there.
I tend to spend about a third of my year there on and off. I quite like being there. I mean, I think that's like a thing you're not supposed to say because then it reflects badly on your personality in some way.
Why?
If you like being, because I think the subtext would be, oh, if you like it there, you like kind of, you know, health or ambition, which is disgusting for a woman to enjoy, obviously. But I like the pace. I think culturally, I just like, I like the sort of big brashiness of Americans. Mm, yeah. It sort of suits my vibe. But I think maybe since the pandemic, I'm a bit more London focused. Is the answer. So I feel like I should say, oh yeah, I run a criminal operation there. It's not that it is.
Yeah, it's just like, just quite like it.
Oh, and my crime ring, of course. My crime ring.
We were there, like, we went thinking, because just after I'd left radio, I was like, I'd never been on like a holiday, not in the school holidays, because that's all day allowed.
Just so you like, in the pool with really a load like, of kids in armbands, being like, we always see you here.
I don't want to be here.
Why have you always come on holiday
so
the same
like,
time
I'm
as us?
I'm going to go on holiday in January.
Whoa.
So I was like, maybe we'll go over there, maybe we'll live there.
Yeah.
And we did 5 weeks there, and I thought, no.
Nah.
Yeah, it's the hell. Health and the ambition. Yeah. Two things.
Yeah.
And the facials on a Friday night.
Yeah,
where was the LA lifestyle?
That is the LA lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a really good place, though. It's this thing called Face Gym, and they you just pay them to sort of beat the shit out of your face, and you come out going, thank you!
Thanks!
And your jaw's real loose.
Yeah, I saw Peter Crouch talking about it on his podcast.
Right.
Yeah, and he
they've got
like,
them over here now.
He was like, yeah, I went to a Face Gym, and he sort of made it sound like,
don't worry, it wasn't a facial, boy. It's still the old Crouchy you all love.
Yeah.
Absolute legend, Reds.
Yeah, but I was
don't
like,
worry.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there. Now, when we have a guest coming on the podcast, we always say, hey, what do you like to eat? And usually people just reply quite sensibly. Aisling B.
What did I say?
You said, I love seafood, fine. Yeah. And anything potato-based will eat all potatoes. Yeah. That was in capitals. So all potatoes.
Yeah.
How many potatoes a day are we consuming?
I definitely eat a potato a day.
A potato a day, yeah.
To keep, I don't know, the dentist away.
Yeah.
I was brought up, obviously, on potatoes, but myself and my sister love potatoes so much. And we filled in this, like, BuzzFeed quiz of, like, how many potatoes can you guess? And we actually were like, what's this for, babies? Because we were like 26 out of 26 potato types. And my brother-in-law is Indian, British Indian, and Sinead, my sister, woke up in the middle of the night and was like, oh, Madhav, I had this dream that I was playing a game of charades with Aisling over what type of potato it was. And he texted me that as I was boarding a flight from Canada to Los Angeles, along with a picture of Sinead sort of looking a bit crinkled. And I was like, oh, she's clearly being mashed potato. And he was like, yeah, that was her guess. How did you know that? And then I ended up spending £40 on the internet on the plane to keep getting through. And I got every single one that they were doing. And Sinead would do this and we'd be like, chips or like Hasselback. And we were, and I was like going into the loo on the plane to kind of like do things like this. And she was like, clearly you're a gratin. And it honestly became our favourite game to play. So we're both very passionate. And he's British Indian. All of the food he cooks has so much flavour and taste. And then we're like, yeah, but do you have any waffles to go with it? Some potato waffles. Such a disappointment.
I mean, do love a potato. I, have you ever done like a carb-free diet?
No.
Yeah.
You can tell now.
I have, and it makes me feel like panicky. And I think there's something in a potato that does make me feel like,
it's very smoothing.
Quite grounding. Yeah. Like quite
it's comfort.
It's
comfort.
Like a sort of like mouth Spanx. It's like, hey, we've got you.
We've got you.
You're here and it's fine. That's what
you're
a potato
fine.
Says.
Your potato's saying you're fine.
They do in Ireland, though. I didn't realise that things like lasagna weren't supposed to be served with chips. As a side, like, because everything comes with chips as a side. So if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you'd get like, you know,
side of chips. Chip,
with the rice.
Yeah. Love. Well, we have potatoes today,
we
don't
do.
We? We'd have a Jersey
Thank
Royal.
You.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all right with that one? That was an I'm not
it's,
really
it's better for like new potato salad, but a waxier potato, I think, is a Jersey Royal rather than a floury spud, I'd say, Angela.
No. Yeah.
I did not come to play. So you know, fine, great, lovely. Yeah, for I'd say there's a Nicoise vibes going on. Is it? That's what you'll find.
That's what we're going for.
With the Nicoise, I'll pick out the potatoes first, and then
I've
whatever's
put loads on.
Have you?
Potatoes, great. Less of anything else, but there's a lot of potatoes.
Should we just eat now, shall we?
Let's do it now. Come
let's
on,
guys. Let's live our best lives.
Let's do this. Clap the salad.
Yeah.
Love it.
What's in that?
Oh, just a little bit if you want a bit more vinaigrette.
Ooh.
So I'm going to make sure you've got a lot of potato.
Thank you.
You got a lot of potato.
You know what I never heard before I moved to England? Shall I do mum? And
what shall I do, mum?
Like, as in,
which is, of course, a gendered role that we should get rid of at this stage. But I always thought it was someone being a famous mother, like, it's me, Betty from a famous show. Like, it's me, mum. Like, as if you'd play a part.
Yeah,
like, I never knew it was like serving up.
Who's just a woman.
Yeah. Boo. What'll they think of next, women? They're always up to something.
How hungry, Nick? Is that enough?
That's perfect.
Okay.
What I love about a tuna in Nicoise is it's kind of like, when else would you see a fish and an egg together, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like putting the two, it's Romeo and Juliet, two sides of the different town together.
It works.
Love it.
Ooh, love fish and an egg.
What are your thoughts, Angela, if you were like, if you've served something hot and you're still serving, and then other people, does everyone have to wait and therefore their food curling down?
Because generally, I would especially when I'm at home, I generally forget stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit down and go, shit, that's in the oven, and then go and get it. So, no, eat.
I don't think that's rude. You know, people come around and they wait. I think it's kind of ruder to make someone just sit at the table with their food in front of them. Like,
I know, and go, wait, hold now. I'll say when.
Yeah.
It's just very sort of Downton Abbey as a concept, isn't it?
Yeah, so like, relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Angela, Nicoise, Anything we need to know how to make the perfect niçoise at home?
Niçoise.
You know what? I have the same thing with Ricky Gervais, because I always think of it like Danone Gervais, but it's Gervais, but you want to say niçoise.
Niçoise.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So if when you're going to make this at home, because I know you do that all the time.
Don't laugh, I might make it at home.
You make. Yeah. Go to the Waitrose counter. Mm. They'll have a big piece of tuna and they can slice the steaks in front of you.
Okay, nice.
So you just go up to them and you say, can you slice my fish for me?
Exactly.
And they just know exactly what that
means.
And
they just know.
Well, just make sure you say tuna fish.
Yeah,
tuna.
Okay.
If you don't have fresh tuna, we don't have a fresh tuna steak. You can use tin.
Mm.
Tin's just as good.
But luckily, you were out fishing this morning.
I was out fishing this morning for you, specifically. Got my tuna. And just a great vinaigrette, I think, and lovely, lovely eggs.
In the pandemic, I tried to grow my own tiny little potatoes. Well, I tried, but it turns out you should just get them from the shop, to be honest.
Yeah.
But how you do it is you just cut an old potato in half, let it dry out, and then, this sounds disgusting, its eyes will become its legs. Then the eyes sort of grow into a bit of a soil and then another potato comes out of the potato.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And is that how babies are made as well?
It very much is. You put a woman in a bit of soil and then its eyes become its legs.
Wow.
And then another potato comes out of it.
I thought that was the case. And Angela, how do you make the perfect egg? Because that looks like that looks like an egg in an advert for eggs.
She's a beauty. She's an absolute beauty.
Yes, go on. I know that sounds like... but do they teach you that at, like, day one at cookery school? Like, how to do an egg properly?
I don't know if they do, but I think eggs are one of the things that everyone's particular about.
Mm.
Like, I think everyone likes their eggs in a certain way. Like, you might like yours boiled. This is a 7-minute boiled egg. Mm. Some people like 10. Mm. Others like 5. It depends how soft you want the centre.
And what other numbers are there? I'm joking. Just kidding.
Someone came and asked me to know about eggs.
What's the deal with those eggs that you can bury in the ground for like 100 years and then keep them out and be
let's
like,
let's try, let's
that.
Get one.
What the hell are they?
I say 100
it's
years.
Chinese cooking.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like a pickled egg from the
past. And then they eat it. People have eaten them now.
Yeah, but they're
they
proper
do.
Like...
eggs, yeah.
Yeah, old eggs.
You like a pickled egg? No, there's hesitation.
I love egg. I need a pickled remote control. I love pickled.
Mm-hmm. I've been really into kimchi of late.
Mm.
And I put kimchi with kefir on pretty much top of everything. Like, I'd put it on a spaghetti bolognese if you gave me the chance. I'm very much a textures person. So
right,
I like
okay.
when there's a crunch, a something else, a bit of slop.
Yeah.
Then, yes. But you don't...
So you're not a risotto person then, are you?
I'm... Oh, God, Angela. Wow. Wow. I am not a risotto.
You're like my friend Simon. You have texture issues.
Oh my God, me and Simon, we do Simon. Have texture issues. You know those onions in a box you can get?
Yeah,
like crispy
yeah.
onions
yeah.
can yeah. save a lot of things. You know?
Yeah, they like, save a lot, a little bit of a crunch on top.
You know
also,
I, mean?
I think it makes it, you instantly look chefy. Like when I've made dinner and it's a bit like 5 out of 10. Mm. If I do put a crispy onion on from a box and a bit of chopped spring onion, you're like, oh my God, did Angela make this?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It does. Like,
I do that if I'm feeling a bit rough when I'm going out and I feel like I'm only a 5 and I just put some crispy onions on my head and I'm like, and suddenly she's a 10.
She's TV ready. Do you cook at home, Ashley?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think I love feeding people more than I love cooking, if that makes any sense. So I'm not overly ambitious with my cooking, but I love it. Like I want people to be fed and have enough food. But I wouldn't necessarily be trying to follow a recipe. If there's 10 steps, I bow out around 5.
Mm. Yeah.
And then everything ends up tasting like a spaghetti bolognese. Like I'm just like, no, I'll make a curry. Oh, I'll throw in some basil and thyme, see what happens type of thing. That's my favourite thing, is to have people in my garden. I don't always keep them in the garden, like, in winter, sorry.
And you eat dinner inside.
Yeah. I skipped a step, I'll admit. Yeah. I love having people around my house. Sometimes in the summer, we do it in the garden. But I absolutely love having loads of people. I nearly always invite 3 people too many.
Right.
So everyone has to sort of sit on their laps with a sort of thing. And I don't
I like
have enough knives and forks.
Yeah,
so do I.
I really like that.
Very higgledy-piggledy romantic,
well, I went
Harry.
For... tea last night and someone there said they want to start doing a dinner party thing where they do it on the regular and they invite like a key guest and then the key guest has to bring 6 people and the girl whose house it is, she brings 6 people. So she said, so you're just meeting different people all the time.
I love
so she'll
that
pick
idea.
A friend, they bring 6 people. She said she just wants to like keep that going.
Yes.
Would you like that? Because
I really would. I really, because you'd have your safety of your pals and then some new people that were curated. I mean, I suppose that's how so many of those dating apps started. Mm. It was basically you have friends in common.
Yeah.
And there was some element of people feeling safer, or like your bees to a certain kind of hive, where you feel like, oh, I'd know those people. I love that idea.
Yeah. Well, maybe when if I get invited, I'm presuming I get invited, one, me, two, three more people.
Can you imagine that? Right, like everyone from Radio 1, me with my bag of comedians, and then like a load of Michelin-starred chefs.
I mean,
the best pass.
Good dinner party.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
Really good dinner party.
But like the comedians would have cooked, and you're like, this is the skills.
That was bad.
But you've done something with Jade, who loves her food.
Jade,
By Jade, you mean Jade Adams, who was a guest on Dish not too long ago.
Yeah.
You must have gone out to eat some places when you were doing that.
So Jade and I have just, we have a film coming out called Greatest Days. It premieres in cinemas on June 16th. And it's based on the music of Take
I'm
That.
I'm so excited about this.
And there's, most of it was filmed in London and also Clitheroe. And then of course, Greece, because they're the three things that Take That love.
Yeah, they love Greece.
We were on our way out, myself and Jade, and we called into Heston Blumenthal's restaurant in the airport. Mm-hmm. Like, I say we called in as if we're like, Heston, we need to go. I was like, where can we get food now? And we went in there, and I can't remember what I ordered, maybe some kind of whiskey sour or something like that. And I was kind of like, it wasn't great. And this is not a reflection on Heston. It was just that day at the airport, la la la. And Jade was like, no, mate, we're sending that back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, right, okay, bye. And then it came over, she went, you come here, I'll tell you how you do it. You basically put this here. You need a drop of sugar in a small little vial. You need to put that in there. You need to whip an egg, but you need to be slow but fast. You know what I'm saying? And this poor guy was like, yeah, I know. I just like put out drinks for people going on a plane. Like, isn't it a big deal? Right, right, come back, come back. Do you know what? It's fine. Do you want me to do it? And I was like, Jade, you cannot get behind the bar and make up this drink. And then luckily our flight was called, and I was like, God bless you all. We are leaving. But yeah, she absolutely loves the specificity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she loves the specific. Yeah. She was so into coming on Dish, and for Angela, of course, and for the food, that she cried when she was presented with meat.
Oh yeah, she had steak.
She had steak,
at 10
and
in the
it
morning.
Actually brought her to tears. Yeah.
So what you're saying is,
where are the tears?
Yeah. Yeah. Cry at the salad. We've clapped at the salad. Now cry at the salad.
Never mind, I'll find it on you. Thank you so much. Is that enough for you?
That is fantastic.
Fabulous. Love it, nice tears. Love it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Comedy, I think, is the hardest.
Yeah.
And like the thing that blows my mind the most.
But
I think
you know
that
what?
And
it gets really ignored in award shows. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get, even at something like the BAFTAs, and I love everyone who works at BAFTA, but there's no supporting actor for comedy. Yeah. There's only supporting actors for drama.
I never thought about that. Is there?
And a supporting cast in comedy is so important. And if you look at so many of your favourite characters from comedy shows, even this year, Siobhan McSweeney, who's the nun in Derry Girls, has been finally nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah.
But she's also a supporting character in that and has never sort of gotten in the door. And there's so many like... And also, it's a place where there's such a diversity of people playing supporting characters in comedy who will never be recognised in a lot of award shows. So it's that part of it is a disappointment that it's somehow seen as a lesser craft than drama, whereas you get less budget as well. Mm-hmm. Like my whole TV series would cost one episode of a drama. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff like that I'm always a little bit like, that's not fair.
But stand-up comedy,
I think
that is one of the... That was one of the things I miss more in lockdown than anything. I love going to gigs.
Oh, really?
But I love stand-up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just even what, like we talked about Gervais, but I will go on and watch him doing the Golden Globes because I think that's funnier than just him
doing the
narrative.
The intros.
And, you know, women in comedy is brilliant. Like French and Saunders are my heroines, you know. It's unbelievable that it's not.
I actually watched some old French and Saunders the other night because it was just on and I used to love it when I was a kid. And it was even funnier when I watched it back. I was like, it was so funny.
Their chemistry is so magic and still is. And the fact that they've been able to go away and work on other things and become hugely successful and want to come back with work with each other, even though they don't need to, is a core thing. Yeah, Dawn French was definitely one of my heroes.
Do you prefer comedy to drama in a way?
I don't know. Sometimes you can find yourself... like playing the same chords and music so much you get bored of the sound and sure. you want to sort of explore. Because the one thing that I suppose, especially if you're doing stand-up, is that people think you're a cartoon of a person that exists. Mm-hmm. And I yeah. assume the same thing happens a lot in, actually in both of your jobs, that you might be a very serious person
yeah.
all about food, where sure. there's of course a whole other elements to yeah, your person yeah. or in radio mm-hmm. that you're not getting to explore less short bits of the sound bites of your life or your personality mm-hmm. as if there's not sort of sadnesses and depths and all different types yeah. of colours to yourself. And I think, especially as a performer, I find that's something I want to do as well. I remember actually the most fun I ever had was doing The Fall, which is not a comedy, mm-hmm. let me tell you.
Yeah, there's no knock-knock jokes in
yeah, it. Yeah, I mean, he does have a laugh to himself when he murders all those women, but for everyone else, not so much.
No.
Filmed in Northern Ireland, and I love Northern Ireland so much. Everyone there has a darker sense of humour because yeah. what everyone's gone through as a community is so mm-hmm. dark
sure.
and yet there's a sort of Irish sentimentality underneath it all. And I had the most fun doing that job, but there was no sort of laughs. Like sometimes Jamie would wake up, I was playing a nurse who was nursing Jamie Dornan, and as he was, we thought he might be dead in the bed type of thing, and he'd wake up in the middle of the takes and go, "Hey, you know!" And I'd be like, "Ah!" And then I'd start laughing and the director would think I was causing, and I was like, I really wasn't. Yeah, but on those days, it was actually nice to have a different pace. And it's yeah. like, comedy is really like music. Like you can hear the beat when it's off and the moments where you're like, oh, that needed something there or a rhythm or a pace. Mm. And sometimes it's just nice to sort of do another version of the music. And that's how I kind of describe it.
We're going to have a whiskey. We're going to have a Jameson's.
Oh, thank you.
How would you like it? Would you like it with on its own?
Well, I mean, what do you have?
We have everything.
Ginger beer or ginger ale?
Yeah.
I'd have a whiskey ginger and lime, which is a lovely summery drink.
Oh, let's do that then. Let's have a little whiskey ginger and lime.
Because I am the face of Jameson.
The face?
Yeah, I'm the face of Jameson whiskey. I applied to be the face of Victoria's Secret's underwear and they were like, hard no, but why not whiskey?
Yeah, what about whiskey? And you're like, yes.
Would you like the face of alcohol?
Hey, that was a nice thing to be the face of.
Yeah, I didn't mind it because I do genuinely love... Whiskey is probably my drink. I'm not the biggest wine person, but I love whiskey and always have.
Have
I'm going to get you a whiskey.
Straight up.
I would have only straight up at like the end of the evening. Sláinte, cheers, pal.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And Aisling, we found some really great headlines about you.
Oh my God.
I'm really obsessed with these and I don't know why.
Oh, so, yeah, there's some really, I never make like, it's never like Aisling B has big political idea which may change the world. It's always like, I presume you're going to read some of the main headlines.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. Yeah. So, I love this one. Aisling B appears on Jimmy Kimmel Live wearing just a dressing gown after airline loses her luggage.
That was, so last summer I was due to do Jimmy Kimmel, which was a massive deal for me.
Huge,
like first big American. Well, I'd done James Corden before, but this was like one that had been long-standing American TV show. And
also feels bigger because like he's American.
Yeah, he's American, shiny, all of this kind of stuff. And then it became even better because he was having a guest host in, which is Sean Hayes from Will and Grace.
Right,
you know, the best friend from Will and Grace. And I love Sean Hayes so much that I was a massive fan. Anyways, got a stylist for my clothes, da-da-da. And then it was last year's Summer of Chaos with the British Fit. And I landed in and my bags just got lost. And I was so jet-lagged and the thoughts of kind of working out where I was. I borrowed my agent's knickers. And I know you were like, oh, why did you just go ahead and buy them, you cheap old fool? But it really was like where I was in the hotel, there was no like local shop you could just pop to. And it was the next day and I was just like, will I go in my dressing gown? And everyone in the UK were like, no, don't do that. But I didn't get their emails in time. And Sean was like, honey, I find that fun. And I was like, I'm gonna do it. And so I just wore, instead of a dress, my dressing gown from the hotel, who subsequently upgraded me for the free press on their show. Okay,
you got the penthouse.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I got the pen. They put me in the penthouse.
Fabulous.
Because it was a cheeky, not slip of the nip, but slip of the old
brand name.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And I was so comfortable. I was so much happier wearing my dressing gown because so much of the time, especially when you're doing comedy and you're wearing any sort of like tight dress because you want to look nice, it's undoing what your body wants to feel. And it's a pity there's no like business suit generalized where you don't even notice they're wearing a suit for women generally to wear because you do just feel like, happier and floppier and like you can breathe out.
In the dressing gown on the telly.
I love that.
Next headline is incredible. Aisling B looks radiant in animal print midi dress as she departs TV studio carrying a pair of hula hoops.
I know, that was terrible. Oh, I
what?
Remember. So the reason Annie Paps were there, it was in the middle of the pandemic, and the only reason the Paps were there was because Maya Jama was on the show. It was that sports one she did with your friend and mine, Peter Crouch.
Oh, yes.
It was like a sports show. But it was really weird. I think it was my first job I was doing during lockdown because for some reason comedians were allowed out, you know, some of the key workers that are essential to the economy. And everyone else was wearing masks, but the people doing the show didn't have to wear masks. You already felt in a slight sort of like weird world. And also, when you're normally doing a comedy, camera crew smiling is really important, but you weren't seeing any smiling because everyone had their masks on. And it was a really like, you left going, I'm a bad person, I don't know what I've done. But I felt kind of weird. But one thing they were like, oh, do you have any hidden talents? And I'm, there's no unarrogant way of saying this, exceptional at hula hooping. Like really properly, like two at a time, bing, bang, bong, I can keep them forever. I'm really sexy and good when I do it. And I brought on my hula hoops to do it on the show, and that was fine. And then I was leaving, and then I saw the Paps, but they were clearly there for my hijama, but start stopping away at me. And I sort of forgot I had two giant hula hoops on my shoulder. And so I decided to give a look to look attractive if I was going to get Paps. And then the next day, the pictures came out because I'm going, hello, like this, but with two giant hula hoops on my shoulder, which is so, I looked so ridiculous. It would have been better if I'd been like, wow, hey, because it would have been, because you don't know what face to give, but you're aware they're capturing it forever. And they're asking you stupid questions, like, what are you doing? You're like, nothing, just walking along my normal life. Being attractive, you know.
Final headline. Mm-hmm. Aisling B and Tom Hanks' son, Colin, hold hands and shop for plants as they star as an engaged couple whilst filming scenes for comedy and Mrs.
I mean, so the second part of that is the explanation.
Random. It's a really long headline.
But at least the second part of the headline explains that. What I do love about all of like the Daily Mail and the Mirror, whatever, is they'll give you all the headline and then that's the story. Yeah, but oh no, that won't stop that journalismo. They'll go on for another seven paragraphs of like, Aisling was wearing a shoe. She seemed to place it on one of her feet. The other shoe was placed on the other foot. She was wearing white socks and a black shoe. Like, and you're like, oh, well done. Like, spot the difference.
We have the end of the show question for you here.
Oh my God.
It is in a good envelope. And you don't have to answer this. We don't know what this is, by the way, me and Angela.
Who wrote it then?
The team have written it.
Oh, it's from the team.
All together.
Mm. You guys all got together?
A letter each.
And then wrote a...
And they wrote a question. Yes. Now, you can open this question, take a look at it, and if you choose to answer it, that was smooth.
I thought I was going to take it like as a
if
handover.
If you want to answer the question, you can win a goodie bag from the good people at Waitrose. If you don't want to answer it,
you go home.
We'll just pass it on to the next guest.
Imagine I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, what, this is almost a bit like, you know, when Derren Brown, when he's like, and of course at the end, was that your card you spoke to?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, it was a Joker card. Okay, end of show question. You are an excellent hula hooper. And if you look under your chair, I was thinking it's a bit small for hula hoops. You'll find two packets of Angela's stash of hula hoops. You have a stash of hula hoops, Angela.
I like a hula hoop,
Yeah, they're very good.
I like a hula hoop.
How do you eat them?
Oh, on your fingers.
Yeah,
you
and then eat them off your fingers.
Yeah, exactly,
All we need you to do to nab a Waitrose goodie bag is see how many you can get in your mouth in 20 seconds. Okay, that's...
Okay. I thought that was going to be a no.
First of all, how many are in the bag?
About 25.
It's about 25. Interesting. Okay, winner, let me take my rings off.
Rings off.
Yeah. Okay,
here we go. We're getting serious.
Let's go. Right, okay.
Do we need two bags? Just in case. Just in case.
Thank you very much.
All right, okay.
I don't want to spend any time opening one.
Okay, here we go then. Yeah. The end of the show.
Oh my God.
Events,
do you need some water, whiskey to lubricate?
Okay, if I die, will you take off this jacket so my corpse will be seen?
Yes,
like this?
Yes. We'll make you look beautiful.
Show off the décolletage. Okay, here we go. Oh, you're going for the full
time? Are you someone counting the time?
Oh.
Because I don't want to be made a fool of.
Do we need to count them going in, though? We're going to have to count them going in.
Okay, let me put these out like this and then we can go.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go. Let's see if it can be done. Go. We've got three in there. That's six. Seven. No. Eight.
11. No. I'm giving you
that's
more.
That's 10. 12. 14. 15. That's 15. That's That's
oh yeah, about, that's 24.
That's at least another 15.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
30.
30. That's 30.
35. I'd say 35.
35. 38. 38. Yeah. Ashley, that was incredible. Oh my God, that was impressive. I feel like that's the big next good Aisling B headline.
Definitely, yeah, it will be.
Aisling B hits rock bottom. Aisling, thank you so much for coming round. That was very funny.
Brilliant.
And
brilliant.
Aisling B, everybody.
That's
Can't wait for the movie, and I can't wait for some hula hoops.
Don't get these two confused. Yeah, I feel like they're not the ones.
Coming up next week on Dish, we have the very funny Nish Kumar coming round.
It's really difficult because, like, if you ask my grandmother how much of anything you put in anything, she just goes, enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, when somebody's doing something completely instinctive and she knows when something's not enough or too much. And my girlfriend's brother is also a really good cook. And she always says that there's a thing where he was basically like, you've got a lack of acid in this, so you just need to squeeze a lemon in it. And she was like, how do you know that? How do you know that? What are you, Breaking Bad? Like, what is this?
If you would like to recreate today's dish for your friends or family or maybe a stranger in the street, head to waitrose.com/dishrecipes. That is where you'll find all the meals we've ever made on the podcast.
Follow Dish wherever you get your podcast so you'll get it delivered to your device every week. And if you enjoy it, please leave us a great review.
If you don't, just listen to something else. We can't all have a Michelin star chef in the kitchen, but you can get some Michelin star advice. Email your questions for Angela, whatever they are, to dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Waitrose, food to feel good about.